if someone witnesses such a situation, what's the right thing to do? Like, what the right thing to do? If I'm in her place, your friend, shall I go and argue with my boss?
Shall I complain
secretly? Like, do I have any place to complain to in the university or in the system that I'm working with?
I guess there are different steps you can take. On one hand, asking why and questioning and confronting. Maybe you don't have to be aggressive or whatever that means. But just kind of trying to understand where that comment is coming from. And maybe there's, as Temi, you mentioned, unconscious bias. And maybe that person was being unconsciously extremely racist. And by questioning it, you realize maybe not. And then there are these structures eventually working, sometimes I guess better than others, where you could raise that. But yeah, it does require
an internal interrogation.
Yeah, and also this extra energy, right? Because as we've...
It's risk. I mean, sometimes it's risky.
Sometimes it is risky. Oh, yes. Sometimes why would you bother?
Sometimes it's just face your front and do your job. You just shut list. They say filter out that one, you filter out. Yeah, and you just...
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Filter out those.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But yeah, it's the thing of ask yourself why. Why should we not employ people from those countries?
So let's say, like maybe a question for you both, like in your work situation or in your atmosphere, your study surroundings, where is the place or the person that you have been told that you can seek him or share with him such an experience as racism? Or is it the boss?
I think if I were to experience any form of discrimination or racism, I would speak to my supervisor about it. Not because I want him to do something, but just so you know, this happened. Right. And I think at the Institute, there are people you can go to that. And I think that's one thing that I find impressive about our Institute, the fact that they are committed to, you know, this, the fact that they are committed to, you know, having this conversation and getting to the root of it. Yeah. So I would go to my supervisor and say, this and that happened, but it's not for you to do much about it. It's not for you to know, because when things like this happen, again, it's someone at the top doing something to someone who can be considered disposable. So if you take this to the HR or whatever, do you really think they're going to fire that person for this PhD student who can be replaced? I don't know.
I agree.
I do not overstate my place and think I'm all that valuable.
But
that
person could be reprimanded. It's not about your value.
No, but it really comes down to value.
But it shouldn't.
It shouldn't. But in reality, if we're looking at it for what it is, this person brings in this grant, they bring in this money, they bring in this paper, they do this. You're just a PhD student. You come and you go. So I wouldn't expect much to happen. So I will be saying it for just so you know. Yeah. I mean, it's also the way that it has been so far. I've not seen where something racist happened or a discrimination happened and the person who did it was reprimanded for it. And that is very telling, not, you know, just in general, that is very telling of the fact that people fail and they fail up. They keep their position. They even get promoted. They carry on as though it did not happen.
Yeah.
I know. But I must say, I think that's why we need diversity and inclusion networks. That's why we need diversity offices. That's why we need Offenerhörsaal. That's why we need so many bottom-up networks where we can make noise and where we can challenge the way our institutions work, because that's not what should be. And that's the truth. That, again, we're back in power, right? And there are this huge power imbalance in the academic setting within people who are professors, who are whatever, bringing in money, and you're, I don't know how you say this in English, but like just a PhD student, that doesn't mean anything. We're all humans, and there shouldn't be this weird hierarchy. And because there is, people feel like they can do this because they get along with it. Mm-hmm. They continue being there at the top, enjoying themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we need, on one hand, it is nice, and also in your situation, it's nice that you have a relationship where you can speak with your supervisor and try to sort things out at that level. But we also need structures to change that just don't allow certain behaviors. And again, that goes to racism, that goes to sexism, that goes to all the other discriminations. Because otherwise, we are just reinforcing this culture of some people being more than others. And that's wrong.
I totally agree. I mean, I'm really, it's not a compliment, but I'm feeling like safer because such a, like, a something inside the institute is there because it's not a formal thing. It's so supportive. And a couple of people I have just met very recently, but the cause that they are talking about is so noble that I can reach them out even talking about something else. So it's really important. And I guess such an example should be in different levels, like bachelor students, masters, PhDs, and it's really something will make a difference, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay, let's get to the next question. So when it's about when we are having this racism conversation in the grand scheme, you know, globally or wherever, some people feel they get blamed. Others feel scared to say the wrong thing. Some do not want to take a political stance, or others want to be vocal about it. So what do you think personally about all this debate about being politically correct and taking a stance and being vocal and saying the right thing or say the wrong thing? How do you feel?